The conception of cleanliness revealed in the Quran. Cleanliness is one of Allah's commandments and is the most appropriate attitude for the creation of believers. Therefore, the cleanliness they fervently pursue as a form of religious observance is a great pleasure and comfort for believers. Allah reveals in many verses how believers must be pure in mind and body. Some noteworthy details regarding believers' purity is described in the Quran are as follows. The idea of cleanliness in Islamic moral values is very different from that of a society living far removed from religious values. First of all, cleanliness is in the soul. Avoiding and purifying oneself of all patterns and lifestyles which are incompatible with the morality of the Quran endues the person a spiritual cleanliness. Someone with spiritual cleanliness purges his mind and conscience of all forms of evil. He never harbors ugly feelings such as hatred, jealousy, cruelty, and selfishness, which people who are unaware of the moral values of the Quran live by and regard as perfectly normal. The environment a believer will desire to establish in this world is similar to that of paradise. Believers seek to live in this world by everything that Allah promises in paradise to the extent that circumstances permit. One of the features of paradise is the cleanliness of the people there. 24th verse of Surat At-Tur refers to the people in paradise being like hidden pearls. 25th verse of Surat Al-Baqarah says that there will be spouses of perfect purity in paradise. The Quran refers not only to the cleanliness of believers' bodies, but also to that of their clothing. Believers are commanded to purify your clothes, shun all filth. Furthermore, physical cleanliness is important because it shows one's respect for other people. Indeed, respecting other people requires taking care of one's physical appearance. Believers not only avoid dirt, but also display subtleties that emphasize their profound respect for others. One way to show this respect is to wear clean clothes. We should be aware of the following points. People generally tend to be at their best when meeting or trying to impress people they consider important. Under the moral values of the Quran, however, believers regard such careful grooming as essential because it fully accords with their desire to please Allah. Believers who keep their bodies and clothing clean also take great care to keep their surroundings clean and orderly. One of the examples of this revealed in the Quran concerns the Prophet Abraham. And we located the position of the house for Abraham. Do not associate anything with me, and purify my house for those who circle it, and those who stand and bow and prostrate. As the verse also indicates, such environmental cleanliness is maintained primarily for other believers who will perform their acts of worship to earn Allah's good pleasure. All believers should thus keep their homes clean and tidy, for doing so gladdens a believer's heart. Another subject calling for scrupulous care, as required by believers' moral values, is the selection of clean foodstuffs. This is also a command that Allah issues to believers in the Quran. Eat of the good things that we have provided for you. Mankind, eat of what is good and lawful on earth. Do not follow in the footsteps of Satan, for he truly is an outright enemy to you. In addition, Allah relates the story of the people of the cave to point out that believers should prefer clean food. They said, "Your Lord knows best how long you have been here. Send one of your number into the city with this silver that you have so that he can see which food is purest and bring you some of it to eat." In almost every society, there are people who are not believers, but who still live more or less according to the values that Allah has described in the Quran. When necessary, these people can behave helpfully, gently, and with self-sacrifice, mercy, and justice. But there may also be times when they show no patience. In every situation and in all circumstances, a believer is determined to act by the values of the Quran and the way he lives. He is patient with others who say and do things that are wrong or unpleasant. A person who has espoused the teachings of the Quran will realize that all these things are created this way in his destiny, and will never behave in an unseemly, irritated, or peevish way. Allah issues this commandment in Surah Fusilat. A good action and a bad action are not the same. Repel the bad with something better. And if there is enmity between you and someone else, he will be like a bosom friend. None will obtain it but those who are truly steadfast. None will obtain it but those who have great good fortune.